Should my podcast be seasonal or episodic? Hello, friend. Thanks for pressing play on this episode of the Brass Tacks of Podcasting Wisdom series. You can find more podcasting wisdom and resources at brassybroad.com and podcasting tutorials on my YouTube channel, Jen Eads Brassy. I'll have links in the show notes. Now let's get into it. Should I podcast in seasons or episodes? I have clients that are shocked when I tell them they can make this conscious decision before they even launch their show. And I can see the relief wash over the faces of other clients that have been podcasting for a while when they realize that this is an option for them too. Let's start with talking about the differences between seasonal and episodic podcasts. Episodic podcasts don't have to be listened to in any specific order. You can start at number 555 of the podcast, or you can go back to number one or jump around in between. It doesn't matter. They're often produced with regularity, such as a daily, a weekly, or a monthly show. And most of the interview shows that I listen to are episodic, so I can kind of jump through and pick and choose whatever's tickling my fancy that day. Examples of episodic shows include Up First, which is the daily podcast from NPR, or The Tim Ferriss Show. Tim's show is primarily interview-based, and I just go in and pick and choose what I want to hear about. I think of seasonal podcasts kind of like seasonal TV shows or Netflix series. It's usually a finite number of podcasts in a season, and you can set that number to whatever works for you. Doing a show in seasons appeals to some podcasters because it gives you that finite number of episodes to produce, and you can see a light at the end of the tunnel. I love producing the Brassy Broadcast, but truth be told, I was getting burned out and tired of it. My client roster was also growing, and although it was a blessing, it made getting around to producing my own show a bit more challenging. I use the Brassy Broadcast as my podcasting playground and experimental audio lab. When I launched the podcast, I launched it as an episodic show. Seasons didn't even occur to me. And then I got burned out. Switching to a seasonal format has allowed me to take a deeper dive into exploring whatever topic happens to be currently lighting my soul on fire. When the show started out, it was primarily interview-based, and I was talking to women working on the business side of music. And it was fascinating, and I had great conversations. And then I kind of felt like a grind. It felt like a drag to produce my own podcast. So I took a little time, took a couple breaths, shifted gears, and decided to switch to a seasonal format. And the second season was all conversations around making a record, because it's still something that I haven't done, but I have a curiosity and a burning desire to do one of these days. And the third season was more about communication. And then the fourth season was the Brassy Roadcast, where I podcasted from the road on an RV trip to Yellowstone National Park with my family. I just wanted to see what it was going to be like to record and try to produce a podcast while traveling. And now, here we are in the fifth season, which is this 30-day series of Brass Tacks Wisdom of Podcasting. I personally feel less stressed about producing a seasonal show. It gives me the opportunity to plan out and batch produce episodes, and I also have a sense of completion and closure. This is a workflow and production style that just feels natural for me. Now I'm debating how I'm going to release the next season of the Brassy Broadcast. Am I going to release it all at once like a Netflix series? Or will I release the season a single episode at a time? I don't know. I guess you're just going to have to tune in to find out. Here are some considerations to keep in mind when deciding if you want to produce a seasonal or an episodic show. Does your audience need to listen to your episode in a particular order? Do you prefer a never-ending production schedule, or are you more comfortable knowing you have a scheduled break in production? What best serves your listener? What can you commit to consistently producing? Do you get bored easily? The beauty of podcasting is that you can experiment and change it up. Figure out what works best for you and do that. If you found even the smallest little nugget of wisdom in this episode, please do one of two things. Number one, hit the share button on whatever app you're using to devour this audio goodness and share it with a friend. You can text the link to a friend or share it on social media. Just look for that little icon on the app that has the square with the arrow coming out of the top, or press those little three dots for more options. You will find the share option there. Or you can tweet me at BrassyBroadJen with one N and let me know what you found helpful in this episode or if you have any questions about the podcasting wisdom I've shared today. That's it. Now get out in the world and do some good.